And he was talking, I mean, this guy, you know, he's got everything going on, obviously. Rich, good looking, nice guy. Nobody hates him. Makes great movies. He's, you know, from Hollywood elite. I mean, everything about his life, I mean, it's incredible. So
you
she's,
lucky bastard.
Woman from CBS Sunday Morning is interviewing him, Tracy Smith. And he talks about how his hair is cut like it is or whatever. Listen to this.
And have you been cutting your own hair?
I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years.
So it has nothing to do with quarantine?
No. Look, I have my hair's like really like straw, you know, and so it's easy to cut. You can't really make too many mistakes. So years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee, which when we
you
were
did
kid,
not.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
Yes. It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go...
Is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, it works.
That is a hard-hitting, riveting interview.
Right, right. And he's smiling and he's confident. He's like, hey, it works. What can I tell you? Like, George Clooney's using the Flowbee.
That's like...
it's been around since, what, the 80s? I don't know anybody had a Flowbee. I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know if I've ever even seen one, but I can't even imagine. Like, I know it vacuums your hair, but how do you even get it to... How does it not vacuum your hair and then you just have a straight line like you have a bowl around your head? Like, I don't even understand how it works. But he says it cuts his hair like that. It's like an on-TV thing I never thought would work. Like that thing that goes on your back for the back hair. Like it's a giant ice scraper or something. How does that work?
Do not sleep on any of the seen on TV products. Those are all, everybody needs all
of them. All of them?
They're all what?
Awesome.
No,
every
they're not.
Single person needs every single one of all of the
not true. Big City Sliders, total bust.
What is that? What's right. Big City Slider? I don't know what
it
that
was
is.
Some slider maker machine thing.
Yes,
it was awful.
I want it.
It was awful.
Back when sliders was like a new word.
It just didn't work. It didn't work.
It's a Billy Mays thing. Don't be.
Yeah.
Don't be.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware who stole my money.
I'm so jealous. Give it to me. Send it to me. I will use it all the time.
That's long gone.
Oh my God. Look at this thing. I need it. Look, it's perfect. Well, how does that not work?
Didn't work.
Why are you so? No, I'm surprised. Do you have a lot of As Seen on TV stuff in like, your apartment or something?
Why is she so into all this? Anything that comes out of this woman's mouth is surprising you.
Because doesn't strike me as a person who would willy-nilly buy all the As Seen on TV stuff because it's all great as it goes.
I don't see I have a choice, Roger.
Don't try to figure her out, Raj. We've heard that one before.
I know.
Look at this thing. It has the meat press. All you have to do is put the hamburger in the little holes, and then there's a thing that you push that comes with a handle that you put on top of it to squish them down. And then five sliders going to get cooked at once.
It didn't work.
It works. It has to work. Wow.
Okay.
How did it not work?
I'm the guy who owned it, who bought it, who couldn't wait to use it, and then was grossly disappointed when it did not work.
Because why? You've given me no reason. You said it didn't work.
It didn't work. It didn't cook burgers. It didn't work.
Raw hamburgers. You put it. You did all of that, and there were raw hamburgers.
I did it, and it didn't work. I just remember it didn't work. You're talking 20 years ago.
Did the meat even cook, and then everything was sloppy? Like you couldn't keep all the buns on top? Wasn't it to mass produce sliders?
I don't
right?
remember what the story was. I don't remember why it didn't work. All I know is my wife and I tried it, and it didn't work.
See, now we're going into the whole thing we talked about yesterday. I can guarantee you that in your head it didn't work. In reality, you got annoyed with it right away after 10 seconds and didn't want to do it the way it was supposed to be done, wouldn't look at the directions.
No, my wife chucked it. Nicole threw it out.
Oh, well.
I'm not saying in most cases you wouldn't be correct, but you're just not correct in this one.
Did the just the middle one cook and not the other ones on the outside?
I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't remember. I don't remember. All I know is we were disappointed and we chucked it.
How do you remember that name, but you don't remember what
Big
happened?
Big City Sliders, because I've only bought a couple of As Seen on TV things.
Squatty Potty you bought.
I did buy Squatty Potty.
That's one that you almost sold me on. You were so happy with that.
That was for my wife's 40th? Maybe.
Happy birthday. Here's a milestone birthday. Happy birthday.
You know why? Because I care about her colon. That's why.
Other ways to show that, and definitely not on a 40th birthday.
That's funny. We were at a restaurant with other people. And I gave her both sizes, the high one and the shorter one, just to make sure, you know, however she needed
romantic.
To poop, she'd be okay. I care.
Whichever squat was more comfortable.
I care about her colon health.
I have chia pets at home. I love to do them. And that's usually an annual Christmas gift for me because I love them so much. And they're super easy.
All-
Did you get the Bob Ross one? I just saw that on TV the other day.
My daughter bought it for a friend.
Nice.
Yeah. My daughter bought it for one of her friends. I'm like, how do you even know who Bob Ross is? She's like, who doesn't know who Bob Ross is? Okay.
Yeah. He crosses all generations.
He's been dead for how long?
25 years.
That long, huh?
YouTube, man. God bless YouTube.
I'll tell you, Chia Pet was the only one we bought when I was a kid, when As Seen on TV stuff was kind of new, and the Chia Pets, it was okay. I think my sister got one for Christmas or something. And the only other thing we got was K-Tel
records. I know one thing we got.
We didn't get anything else. It was like a device.
My father bought it. It was the answering machine thing. I'm glad you called, but I'm not home. But I'll be back before too long. You got to wait for the beep. You got to leave your name. You got to leave your number. Wait for the beep.
You got to leave it
at
that.
The beep. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
It had like a couple of different ones. I don't know right. what else was on there, mm-hmm. but it was that's like when it was when answering machines were new, and he had that. I don't think that's the one he used, though, but that's the one. That's the only way I can describe what it is. It was like an outgoing message for your answering machine. They were pre-recorded outgoing messages.
Yeah, different songs. Hey, I'm sorry that I'm not at home, but when I get the
message on my telephone, you'll be the first one on my list. Crazy Calls, a tape of 7 different songs and money recordings for answering machines.
I am very sorry that I'm not at home to take your call.
Only $14.95.
When I will get right back to you.
Give someone the gift of gab for their answering machine.
Calling a friend. What you've actually done is bought a one-way ticket to the answering machine zone.
Oh, bro.
Oh, like
this is the one. That's the one my father used.
That's good.
I'm glad you called, but I'm not home. But I'll be back before too long. Gotta
Crazy Calls. A tape of
cut them right off.
Songs and funny recordings for only $14.95.
Wait for the beat. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number.
Glory.
Call 1-800-351-5200.
That's right around the same time as Blues Blockers.
Oh, that was best.
Where is that guy right now who's saying that Wait for the Beep rap? Like, where is that guy now? And does he retire on that? Does
no
he just
way.
Make his money and then say right. thank you? Or does he cash in on that? Like, hi,
he's
I'm probably the Wait for the Beep guy.
He's probably in the, you know, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. He was number 3.5.
How about this guy? Brett's got the Blues Blockers guy. He's got the sombrero on. Where'd he go?
I put him on as a shocker. Man, I love these Blue Blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah. I got to get me some. Everything is groovy now. I'm the bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek. I'm more than a hip hopper. And I'll be cheap in my Blue Blockers. Yeah. Now, what I mean, yes, these sunglasses are really, really keen. So there you have it, folks, out there in TV land. Get you some glasses that sweep in the land. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip-hopper, yeah. Go get you some Blue Blockers.
You know who used to rock the Blues Blockers? The Blue Blockers, whatever they're called? RBF.
Oh, yeah, did she?
Mm-hmm. Sure
that.
Did.
RBF used to be on our show in, like, year one.
Loud and proud, she used to wear those Blues Blockers.
Blue, I mean, is it Blues Blockers?
Blue Blockers.
Is it Blue Blockers or Blues Blockers?
Blocks the blue light.
Blue Blockers. BLU Blockers.
Huh.
Takes out those Blue rays.
No, I don't think you're supposed to be embarrassed by them. It's just that it was, you know, that thing came out in the early 80s or mid 80s.
Yep.
And it was 2017, probably 2016, and she was rocking them.
Monica, do you have a favorite As Seen on TV product? Since, I mean, you've had experience with a bunch.
Like,
ShamWow sucked too. Didn't the ShamWow guy get arrested for, like, beating up a hooker in a hotel room in Miami?
Yeah, he had
something?
Some trouble.
Yeah,
he had to slap chopper, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A what?
Slap chopper.
Chopper.
I don't know what that is.
Chop it!
We have one of those. The Pampered Chef version is good.
Mm-hmm.
Chop it!
Really
Oh, is it, you put it in the little plastic circled part, and you just push up and down on it? Yeah, I have the Pampered Chef one of those as well. I didn't know it was TV.
It's like a bunch of peppers. You cut them just big slice, and then you put it under there, and before you know it, they're little cubes. Onion, it works amazing.
Eat them all. The kitchen ones, I think, are the most fun. Like the potato peeler where you stick it in between the two things and just crank. And then it just, you know what I mean? And it circles. No?
Nope. Don't really know.
What about the veggetti?
Oh, with a veggetti. I love that. My wife has a veggetti.
She sure does.
Yeah. She was one of the first people to buy a veggetti.
She couldn't wait to show me her veggetti.
Oh, she's so proud of her veggetti.
JP, do you have a vagetti?
I have a vagina.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah. Old school vagina. Yes. New school vagetti.
It's the vagina is the deluxe vagetti.
Oh.
Does your daughter? Whoops. Does your wife have the Vegetti Pro or just the regular Vegetti?
I don't know about Vegetti Pro because I don't know that much about them. I do know it works really well for taking zucchinis, and you know what you do is you put the zucchini in your Vegetti, and then you spin it around, and it turns the.
Why a zucchini? You had a million vegetables to choose from.
Because that's what turns it into zucchini spaghetti.
When you put the zucchini in the Vegetti, right. A few months later, you get baby zucchinis.
That's right. Everybody knows that. And then you don't need a garden. You just have baby Vegetti zucchinis all around. Right. All because you had a Vegetti.
Right.
Wow.
Amazing.
They grow like weeds in there.
Yeah. Right. And then when you're done, you just put your wife's Vegetti in the sink and clean it.
Wow.
Sure. I don't run it through the dishwasher. That'd be mean.
No, but you should give it a good scrub.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You don't know how many vegetables have been in that Vegetti.
Well, that's true because you could also use carrots and squash. Carrots are longer and thinner. It actually works better with the Vegetti. The squash, a little wide. You have to have a certain size Vegetti to be able to turn it into squash spaghetti, for example.
She told me she uses a lot of cucumbers in her Vegetti.
I've never seen that myself.
She just told me. I don't know what you want
can
to
you
say.
Use bananas? Or
I mean, you can, but you don't. Nobody shreds a banana.
No. I don't know.
I've never seen that. No.
When JP puts his vegetable in there. Oh,
crap. This should be interesting. A
not as thick up top.
So it fit. You gotta make it fit.
It was a little not as thick up top.
She couldn't wait to use the audio.
Monica's got a toy. This was